The following is a duplicate of Tape 2, Side 1 of an interview with Suiying Wong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Suiying Wong, May 13, 1980, by Sue Ellen Chen. This is the second tape. Were the Chinese affected by the Depression? Mm-hmm. Most of the Chinese affected by the Depression.
Depression came for a while. Some people, well, got some insurance and pretty hard for you. Mm-hmm. Some people. Mm-hmm. But some people, mostly, Chinese people, obviously, they were saving all, obviously, So they get, they manage it, so, yeah. But not at all. The white man, and mobile, they get mobile.
But you didn't make as much money as Oh, you still make some money.
But don't make too much money.
Did you ever feel there was hostility toward Chinese in Los Angeles? How did non-Chinese people, the Caucasian American life, did you feel any discrimination there?
There were some people, right?
Some American people, or I?
All right, you go back, I'll see. Don't show you,
You ran into that kind of.
I thought I'd buy one house already, and they doing okay to sell them. Mm-hmm. And then after, everybody come out, all the hate came and coming, and then they sell them. Uh-huh.
Did you ever think about fighting back? You just say, oh, if they don't
want to sell us. Oh, I don't fight. Mm-hmm. They don't welcome me.
Earlier you mentioned that you met your wife through arrangement. Mm-hmm. Was that very common in the Los Angeles Chinese community? Most of the Chinese men would go back to China.
Not too many people.
And did they all go back to China and get married?
Most
of them. Yeah. Through the family
arrangement.
The other question is about, did the most Chinese people were eager to have sons and daughters?
Mostly. Finally in here,
But before they still care for sons, right?
You know how you hope to, you know your father.
Right.
You know your
customer. Right, yeah. So, what do most people think of interracial marriage?
I don't like that.
You don't like that too much? Yeah, and the most
same race is better.
is better, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. What?
I think in the early days, probably very, very few people married to other ethnic groups.
Yeah, a few, very few. Everyday, very, very few.
Do you know any of your friends get married to some other, like the blacks or American?
Right now, they got married all kinds of things.
But before, did you have any friends that you know?
Okay, long time they already
they
have. Got some, they got some born here, they can then really
what was the reaction?
People talk about
they didn't quite like it, right?
Don't like it, not quite like it.
Uh-huh.
And then they get very happy in the
They don't like. Okay. Uh-huh. So you send your children to Chinese school, and how about other parents? Do they think that it's important to send the Chinese children to Chinese school?
Yeah, they send other parents too. They send a lot of girls too. They learn it, but they know it.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Bella, she graduated in the school already. she's still not. She's a bit quite big for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait, may I understand? You understand?
Right.
What's she called? What's this school?
Clara.
Yeah, you interview,
oh,
right?
Yeah, you interview.
Oh, yeah. She talked to this school.
Oh.
But not called.
Yeah. So, why did Chinese think it's important to send the children to Chinese school? For them to learn the Chinese?
Yeah, to learn from Chinese too.
And was that the only reason, or they are hoping that later day they can go home or
they can go in the new country? Mm-hmm. Hope they go in the country to China too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they ever thinking about return to China?
Oh,
like when you just came to the United States?
Oh, but this is, since after the war, no home to go for now.
So you're not thinking about...
not thinking go home too much now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. before everybody
did. Everything is go home, you know. But they get some. A lot of people, they got a little money, go home, and then at one time, grow some more.
Mm-hmm.
And then buy something, buy some land, come here
still.
Yeah, it's
different. And do you ever think about sending your son back to China for
education? No, I don't think now. I don't want to. I got one son, in missionary.
Uh-huh.
In Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
He's been over there over 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come back. And he learned some Chinese.
He
won graduate.
And
then
he decided to go to Hong Kong.
Yeah, in Hong Kong, over 50 years. He come back this June. No, this one he come back.
Oh, I see.
And then go open a church, new church in the home country.
Well, I think the other question is, what types of jobs that most Chinese think to be ideal for their children or for themselves?
Well, ideal, you know, they want to do one. Oh, they want to. Chinese always give them a certain talent, teach them to education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do they think
you can follow him, you'll learn something. some people like to go to doctors, some people engineering, some people, depend what he like.
You have no preference.
Huh?
You have no preference for your own children.
I think they decide what
they want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You It's that one thing that I mentioned before, you can feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Being like this one, doing missionary, you talk about money, you can go.
No. Right. Right.
I got one son in there. Engineering, my son-in-law in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
One more son-in-law, he go the 11 to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's actually
my whole family go. You know.
Go to church.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about your parents?
Huh?
When you were in
Canada,
were they worship ancestors? Like Baisan?
Yeah. Baisan.
Uh-huh. But here, no. Huh?
No.
You don't.
No,
no,
I don't. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people still do that. Some.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people do themselves. Kanin. Kanin.
Kanin.
I know. I know too. Yeah. I do children.
Just one more question. In all your, you know, years here in Los Angeles, were there any special things, you know, that you remember the most, you know, the best time of your life or something like that? Do you have anything like that?
Oh, I don't. Well, I don't get really a hard time. I don't get this.
Mm-hmm. So every year about the same, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Work hard.
Work hard.
That's
all. Work hard. You know, get by.
You got by. And
yeah.
But did it
save
a little bit.
Save a little bit. Buy a house.
But you were much better off now than you were
30
years ago.
Oh, I look and not much better. Comparison before work.
What would you say was the best, the worst time, in your life in the United States?
Worst time?
Uh-huh. Any hard time?
Well, I told you I didn't get by.
So
well,
it's
not
so
hard.
Not so hard.
Not very hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
I get along a lot since then.
Yeah, oh, that's very good.
I don't get
hot
time.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's very
nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I feel like that girlfriend will be more than the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm so
interested.
Yeah,
thank
you. I never
you.
Get unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Only after I'm so busy.
That's very important.
After 1965, I go show my business to Hong Kong, come back, and then people call me to work. I work then over 10 years now. They get an education book, and then I go here. Yeah, I got 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's still kicking.
Oh.
Old man still kicking.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So it's got
good
done.
Work.
Yeah.
So thank you. I think,
this is the end of the duplicate of Tape 2, Side 1 of the interview with Sui Ying Wong.